This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't want to waste any time today, Crowder, because there is so much to get to. There really is today. So Hawk is off today, and Hawk will probably be off tomorrow as well. So it's Crowder and Solana. Welcome in to the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show. Crowder, Solana, and Jimmy will take you up until 6. Crowder, I'm still on a high over the Panthers Game 3 victory. Game 4 is tomorrow, of course. And just think about this. This time next week, we could very well be watching the Florida Panthers' second Stanley Cup final parade. It would be this time, maybe Tuesday, maybe what if they close this out in 5 or 6? This time next week will be their second Stanley Cup final parade in 2 years, which is crazy, crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a run that's, like you're saying, it's up there with the Big Three Heat. It's up there with the 72 Dolphins. Yep. It's a amazing athletic run for South Florida.
Dolphins minicamp day 2. McDaniel was asked about culture shifts and culture change, and he commented on that. Matt Mervis hit another ding-dong yesterday. Hawk, not too busy at the Jersey Shore to send us video of that, but Sandy Alcantara was back on the mound yesterday as well, and he actually had a good outing. His ERA now is only 342, so congrats to the it's down to 7.14. We have the NBA Finals tonight, Channing Crowder as well, Game 3 in Indiana. But we are now also officially sound the alarms. I heard Tobin and Leroy yelling at each other, which can only mean one thing. There is Miami Heat news. There is another whale that has been linked to the Miami Heat. We are now also officially Channing Crowder on Kevin Durant watch. We assumed it would happen. We've all been talking about KD, but we finally got our first official report from Shams Charania, who has reported that the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, they have met multiple times over the past week and are sifting through trade scenarios. Shams says that teams that have expressed interest in Durant mainly feature the Houston Rockets, the Spurs, the Miami Heat, the Timberwolves, and the New York Knicks. And Suns officials and his business partner will continue to meet on trade conversations, with talks expected to escalate before the NBA draft later this month, which is exactly 14 days away from tonight. Channing Crowder, we have action, baby. The Miami Heat are in the discussion officially. We knew they were, but officially for Kevin Durant.
I love it. I hope his business partner, I hope he really gets things done too. Partner and partners. Hope they work everything out.
All right, yeah. Early on for you to be making jokes, but all right. I see you.
I hope his partner gets going. Mm-hmm. KD's a great player. It doesn't excite me like I think it would.
Yeah, you know, I kind of had the same reaction where I'm trying to hype myself up. It's a name, right? It's a superstar.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah. Man, why don't I Crowder, are we not excited? Here's what I'm trying to figure out, because we're gonna dig deep into this at some point over the next couple of days. We're gonna have on Rohan Nadkarni, who's gonna join us. Sports reporter, covers the NBA for NBC News, and I want to get his take on this as well. But are we not excited because we think KD is at a point in his career where he's no longer a superstar? Like, his name is superstar, but his play is no longer superstar. Or are we no longer excited because we don't think the Miami Heat and Pat Riley can land Kevin Durant? Like, which one is it?
I totally believe in Pat, and I think you can work it out, get it done, figure things out and all that stuff. 17 teams involved in a trade, and they'll figure the stuff out. It's that KD hasn't won without Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and them boys. That's the thing. Like, I watched the Nets. I watched the Suns, Devin Booker and him and Bradley Beal get their butts whooped. That's the thing. KD's never been a one. OKC, they couldn't win with James Harden and Russell Westbrook. KD is a Hall of Famer, first ballot guaranteed. But is he going to carry you to a championship? I haven't seen it, because Steph carried him to a championship.
The thing is, yeah, I'm not going to argue that with you. Like, he hasn't proven he can win without Steph and Klay Thompson and Draymond. He has not proven that. And on top of it, it's been an unmitigated disaster in Phoenix. Like, it's been embarrassing. That might be the worst, literally the biggest letdown in the history of the NBA. Just the fact that they didn't even make the playoffs, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
Embarrassing. But when you say he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, bro, he's a top 10 NBA player of all time. I'm not even talking about resume and accolades. I'm talking about just straight up Hooper. Kevin Durant, 7 feet and can shoot like Steph Curry. He's a top 10 player of all time.
He's just balls. Yes.
For sure. And the Heat could potentially add that guy to their team. Isn't it one of those things where you have to almost talk yourself into saying, wait, no. Maybe Durant, Tyler, and Bam isn't a top three trio or duo or whatever, right? A top three roster in the NBA. But are we smoking weed here? Like, are we high to say that you don't want Kevin? Like, we had to struggle through 8 points of Andrew Wiggins in a series in the most lopsided playoff loss in the history of the NBA. And we're going to kind of scoff at the idea of bringing Kevin Durant to Miami. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm with you.
I get it. I see it from both sides, but also it's one of those things where separate the context. Take a step back. Don't even be a Heat fan. Your team can add a top 10, top 12, top 15 NBA player of all time when you've been a play-in seed for 3 straight years and we're going to turn that down? Like, it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
Durant and Booker, who I don't know if Booker is Booker better than Bam, and that's your 1-2.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I,
you know, but just
whatever.
They couldn't make the playoffs, so now it's to your point. It's Durant, Bam, Tyler would be 3. Is that a flat out Eastern Conference final team?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
The Pacers still going at it. The Boston Celtics are still going to be there. Like, I just, it's crazy to say. Okay. Would I be mad if Kevin Durant is a Heat player? Hell no. I would love to watch that big long 7-footer run around at the Kaseya Center. Does it change the outcome of next season? That's the part that I think you question. It's like, yeah, KD, what does that make us in the East? 6 seed. Yeah. Huh? 6 seed? KD is a 6 seed. He's but a 6 seed.
6 seed is better than a 10 seed.
Which is,
but there's just so many layers to it, man. I mean, because I think I heard Mike Ryan say this, or somebody on the Levitard show was saying something along the lines of, don't we want to be the organization that had Shaq, LeBron, and Kevin Durant all as acquisitions. Like, that would be cool in itself. That's a novelty thing. I know that doesn't matter. Doesn't mean you're winning anything. Just a novelty thing. But I do think there's something cool about that. Also, I could make the argument that the Suns were a massive disappointment. Kevin Durant, a reason why they're a massive disappointment. And we've had the arguments like, is he a culture killer? Is he a coach killer as well? All those arguments hold weight, bro. I'm not saying they don't. But in the Eastern Conference, we just watched the Indy. None of us think Indy is a great team. The East is wide open. If the Heat, with Kevin Durant this year instead of Andrew Wiggins, could have been healthy, would they have gotten past some of these teams? I'm not saying, I know everybody thinks I'm a Heat homer, Crowder, but it's not crazy. I don't think I'm being a Heat homer if I'm just presenting you this team, swap out Andrew Wiggins with Kevin Durant, and they're not losing 10 straight. They're not losing 10 straight.
So they beat the Cavs. They beat the Knicks. They beat the Pacers with Kevin Durant and this roster.
It's easy to say that they will. Like, who knows? But they're definitely better. And the Pacers, it's not taking anything away from the Pacers. The Pacers are a good team, bro. Like, they deserve credit. They really do. But they're not a great team. And the East is wide open. It is. It's wide open. And Boston probably won't have Jason Tatum next year. So, I just think if you can do it, you got to do it. The question is, what are you giving up? And that is what we're going to have to figure out moving forward.
Wouldn't it be everybody? They have no picks to give up.
Well, no, they do. So this is like the first year that the Heat actually have. They have this year's first round draft pick that they can give up. They can give up two, maybe three firsts. So this is what we know. Kevin Durant is going to make $54 million next season. And then Shams is saying once he's traded, Durant is eligible to sign a two-year contract extension on July 6th, worth up to $112 million. And if he were to wait 6 months after a trade, he could sign a two-year extension worth up to $124 million. So $110 to $125 million is what he could sign. And my guess is any team he's being traded to, he's going to want that extension. Does it mean he's 100% going to get it? I don't know, but it's the same situation as Jimmy Butler. Jimmy wanted to go to a place where they were going to give him the $110 million extension, and he wouldn't play for a team that wouldn't give him that, and he found the Golden State Warriors would. Barry Jackson reports that the Miami Heat, and this has been reported, by the way, the Miami Heat were interested at the deadline instead of trading for Wiggins for Kevin Durant, and he wrote that Miami made an offer at the deadline, portrayed to me as a decent offer, but not the farm. Will be interesting to see if they offer more now after the way the season ended. And then Ethan Skolnick of Five Reasons Sports, he said at the deadline, they were willing to part with Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jokic, and a first-round pick. The Suns, according to them, according to Five Reasons Sports, asked for a lot more. So, I don't know. Like, we'll get back to this at some point, but are you willing? The question is, do you want to give up Khalil Ware? Are you okay with that? Would you be like Jaime, the farm, and anybody but Tyler and Bam? Like, where do you place your value on Kevin Durant at this age, considering where the Miami Heat have been the last couple seasons?
Two twos and Pella Larson.
Send it in.
They're gonna want Tyler at least. I could say this. I don't think it's going to be the three. I don't think KD's here with Tyler and Bam. Because other guys, Khalil Ware, is he really changing an organization? I know he can play, but I think we'd have to part ways with Tyler, to be honest. Yeah. Which
I don't think
if it's KD, no Tyler? Does that upset you?
No, I mean, I just don't think the Heat are going to do it. It doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't.
What if they say two twos, you know, are two ones throwing Tyler?
No, then it doesn't make sense.
You're literally picking Tyler over Kevin Durant.
I am.
That's crazy, Solana.
No, it's not. I'm not saying Tyler Hero is better than Kevin Durant. It's not what I'm saying. But at this age and at the value of what they're going to be paid, even though Tyler's up for an extension, you like Tyler Hero Crowder's 25 years old. You could have Tyler Hero for another 10 years, and at the very least, you have a very good score. At the very least, Kevin Durant is going to play, what, 3-4 more seasons? Maybe? Like, you're paying, you're going to pay $120 million to Kevin Durant over the next two seasons and give up a guy you can have for 10 more years who was an all-star last year? To me, it just doesn't make sense. And by the way, Tyler Hero showed you he can play 70-plus games. He did it last year. Kevin Durant, like, we were sick of Jimmy Butler taking time off. Good luck, because KD has not been playing 70-plus games.
Kevin Durant for 4 years, or a guy that I watched in the playoffs crumble and score 7-7-7.
Get out of here.
He didn't crumble in the playoffs?
He didn't crumble. He didn't crumble in the playoffs.
Man, let me look up these numbers. I remember us joking that he was like a 11-7-6 guy in one of the big closeout games or something.
Yeah, he might have scored 8 points in game four. That might have happened.
just like so, I need 10 years of Tyler over 4 years of KD. I'm on the other side of that. I'll take KD 4 years.
All right. Well, we'll talk with Rohan Nadkarni again. Covers the NBA for NBC News. We'll do that a little bit later. In this hour, Zach Gelb is going to join us, and I want to get a Dolphins update. Chris Perkins from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. He is going to join us today as well. So we have a lot of stuff to get to. Before we get to headlines, I'll remind you that the Big Three, it's the most anticipated season yet. It's going to take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Did you see Lance Stephenson and Michael Beasley? We haven't talked about this. You see that they played one-on-one and Bees kicked the hell out of him. He rocked him.
He just wants the ball. That's all he says in every interview. Now he's doing a lot of podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
He just keeps telling everybody the same thing. Bro, I just want a ball. I don't want to deal with life. I don't want to mess with people. I just want to play basketball. I'm starting to respect it. Like, hell with these people. Just throw the ball out on the court, man.
He wants no joke. And I'm not saying this in a bad way. Michael Beasley wants to be able to smoke a ton of weed and hoop. That's it. That's what he wants to do with his life. He wants to smoke a ton of weed and do it without, you know, having to be secretive about it. And he wants to play basketball. Like, that's it. That's what he wants to do.
Hit a J every now and again. He loves his kids. He has a couple kids. I know he messes with his kids and ball. I love when he says it, like, man, I just want a ball.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a passion. I like that. I like people that have a passion.
Would you watch one-on-one in the All-Star game? We're always talking about, oh, the NBA has to make the All-Star game better. Would you? Because I watch clips of Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson, and I was thinking to myself, bro, this is better than a dunk contest. Like, imagine, I don't know, SGA and James Harden going one-on-one up to 11, and there's like a mini King of the Court tournament in the All-Star game instead of a dunk contest or whatever. What are the other stupid events that they do in All-Star weekend?
Yeah, that little skills challenge.
Skills challenge. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes that anymore. It sucks.
Can anybody stop anybody?
King of the Court. I don't know, but it would be fun. It'd be better than the skills challenge, wouldn't it?
They'd have to tighten up the court or something. Maybe they can only drive
you get three dribbles. So you check it and you get through. I could tell you're not a hooper. My bad. I forgot. I'm talking to somebody who's not a hooper. I forgot. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Hooper.
No, I forgot. I forgot you didn't know ball. It's all good, Crowder.
How's your ACL doing?
Haven't hooped in 4 years. But no joke. I could beat you one-on-one today.
No,
I could
you
beat
couldn't.
You.
Solana,
you and me go.
Here we go again.
Three dribbles. So you can't post me up. You get three dribbles to make your take your shot.
So we check it up outside the 3-point line.
Yeah, yeah. What are you checking it up in the stands? Yeah, of
and
course.
You got
checking it up
three
outside
dribbles.
We're checking it up. What baseline? Baseline out of bounds.
You can't lay the ball up in three dribbles from out there.
I'm not laying it up. I'm going hezzy. Hezzy inside out.
Oh,
step
Lord.
Back.
Okay. You in the midi committee. You shooting all fadeaways. That's terrible basket. I know midi's allowed. If they do this thing one-on-one, no midi. You either have to dunk or hit a three. That midi crap is late. SGA's game is not very exciting. He just shoots mid-range all day.
Let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the T1, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Tonight, game three of the NBA Finals, the Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Are you feeling like Indiana can take another lead in this series?
No way. No way, no how, after watching game two. I think OKC kind of was playing, and now they said, okay, watch this.
Have you seen the line yet or no?
No. Double digits? 10?
No. It's Thunder minus 5.5.
Oh, my goodness. Let me get on my Hard Rock bet app. I'm going to make some money. I'm going to make some money tonight.
It's so stupid what we're doing with the Pacers. Like they're going to burn us again, but I feel the same way, man. I feel the same way.
Let me make some money tonight. Yeah. 5.5.
Yeah. The Marlins did win last night. As I mentioned, they beat the Pirates. Sandy went through 6 shutout innings, gave up 3 hits, walked 1, struck out 6, 85 pitches, and he ended a 9 start stretch where he went 0-7. So finally, Sandy Alcantara looking like Sandy Alcantara. Finally.
Yeah. Back to he was the best pitcher in baseball till he was it shoulder or elbow?
Well, he did Tommy John. Yeah, I think he did the Tommy John surgery. Yeah.
He can sling that thing now. I like old Sandy Day before the injury. I got to go to one now.
Yeah. A ton of guys spoke at Dolphins minicamp today, by the way. We had Zach Wilson talking about being in Miami. Jalen Phillips said he's in a really good place as well. Seems like JP is going to be ready for the start of the season after tearing his ACL last year. Tyreek Hill, I read, is on track to be back for training camp, dealing with that wrist injury. So a ton of good, positive injury updates for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, they better get some pressure on the quarterback because our secondary is quite light.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what I want to talk about with Perk because, you know, McDaniel's talking about the culture change and, you know, all right, culture change. Well, how about go sign a damn cornerback, brother?
Say you can change the culture you want. It's gonna be somebody out on that edge flying down that field sooner or later. The culture's not gonna catch him on them 9 routes.
We gotta
replace Jalen Ramsey.
I want to play that audio too if we have time today. Mike McDaniel, very spicy yesterday, bro. When asked about Jalen Ramsey, I know we talked about it, but he's like, I don't give a bleep what I think. Okay, Mike.
He's getting tough now. I do like McDaniels as a person, but he's trying to get tough now. But you've seen years and years and years of him being lighthearted, goofy guy. And now you can't, you know, just throw a couple cuss words out there and think it's okay. We know who you are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. The Marlins are losing, by the way. I forgot to mention they're playing today in Pittsburgh. They're off tomorrow, but they're playing in Pittsburgh today. Bottom of the 6th, they're down 4-2 in Pittsburgh. I'll give you the update on Matt Mervis a little bit later. Playing with the Jacksonville Jumbo shirt.
Update on Matt Mervis.
He did hit a ding-dong yesterday, and it was low-key pretty special. So I'll give you the update on that a little bit later. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is hot and humid in South Florida. Coming up on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show, Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. He's been very, very impressed with the Florida Panthers. We're going to talk a little bit of puck. We'll talk about the NBA Finals, and we'll talk some NFL with Zach Gelb next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Before we get to Zach Gelb, two quick reminders. If you're headed to the Panthers game this week, the Panthers have new specialty food items for the Stanley Cup Final at Amerant Bank Arena, including a turkey panini with chips at sections 115 and 307, and a filet mignon steak sandwich with chips at section 110. Gelb, you see how we do it down here. None of that burger crap up in New York, you know. None of that pastrami crap. We throw it down with filet mignon sandwiches, bro.
What was that first thing that you just said? A turkey what?
A turkey panini. Don't rip this. That's
real manly for a hockey game. A turkey panini. Let's go.
Nothing manly. Also,
hey, we're whooping ass now, Gail. We're a bully now. We beating up everybody.
Don't mess with us down here, bro. Don't mess with us.
You really know that you're a bully when you could punk the other team and the other team thinks that they could be the bully and they try to beat the bully at their own game. And the minute when Jonah Godjevich, forget the fight. There was a moment earlier in the game where he just gave a look like that I would give if my mom told me like the cookies are ready in the oven. Was like, ooh, and he looked at the Oilers that way. And I turned and I said to myself, basically, when I talk to myself during these games, it's over. The Oilers are cooked. The Panthers have them right where they want them.
Yeah. All right, I'll get to the liner later because Zach Gelb just does whatever he wants.
You ask me a question, get to the read. And also, if Hawk was here, what was that rejoin music? That is not playing with old man Hawkman coming back. That was some new music for this show.
That's Jimmy pandering to Crowder, is what it is. Zach Gelb joined.
Jimmy plays rap when it's just me and Salami.
Well, Channing, I went to Lil Wayne on Friday. Oh my god, washed. Terrible show.
It's bad. He was bad. He just stands in the middle of the stage and they put lights on him. I saw him at something at the Amarin Bank and it's just him standing there singing, nothing going on, pageantry.
He's never been. Yeah, Wayne's never been. I've seen him live before. He's never been. Yeah, I saw him after the Carter 3, which is his best album. He's never been a good live performer. Well, and bro, the Carter 6, like he should just be like, just kidding, that wasn't a real release, because it is.
I didn't think it was horrible. I thought it was fine. Now, maybe it's because I was all jacked up to go to the concert. And I saw him 2 years ago. I thought he was fine. But this performance, it was 45 seconds of every song. And then he would sit there as the most polite person in the world. Like after Fireman would play for 45 seconds, he would just go, thank you. And it was on to the next one. And it was about an 80-minute concert. I walked out of there as if I was kind of trying to chirp sports fans how I would do. And I was just screaming, Wayne's washed. I may have been a little bit inebriated, may have been a little bit feeling myself, maybe a few too many puffs of something. But I just kept on screaming, Wayne's washed, 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 washed.
Zach Gelb hosts the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Gelb, no joke. You were upset with the Oilers, right? With how they conducted themselves. Because you were texting Hawk and I during that game three. And it seemed like, I don't really know what your rooting interest was. I don't know if you're rooting for anybody. But I think now you've established a rooting interest. You definitely not for the Edmonton Oilers the rest of the way.
Well, I picked the Panthers, full disclosure, before the series started. But I'm not sitting there and saying, I need one team. My life's not going to be different if the Oilers or the Panthers win. It's not as if they're one of my teams. But the way that the Oilers approach this, remember, you had all year to get ready for this spot again. You were down 3-0 last year. You got it to a game seven, a remarkable comeback, and you came up just short. You have two of the top five players in the league. I would say two of probably the top four players in the league. And you try to get tough with the toughest team in the league and the best team in the league. And what got you to the Stanley Cup final and what gives you a chance to potentially beat the Panthers, it's almost as if they just took that style, they crumbled it up, and they said, we're going to try something else. And they tried to play to the level of the Florida Panthers in their style. And that just doesn't work. And that's what the Panthers basically walk you through right into a trap. And the trap fell right on the Edmonton Oilers. And then you had Dodjevich, you had Tkachuk, you had Carter Verhaeghe, all these guys, Barkov, not only kicking your ass, but then laughing. You know, it's like the most annoying thing. It would always annoy me if you were a kid, and it would be the best way to get someone really riled up. If someone's making fun of you and you just laughed at them and laughed at their joke, and that's the most annoying thing. And that's what the Panthers did to the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers thought they could beat them up. They got dragged around. They got embarrassed. They basically got bullied. Then they ran home. They said to their big brother, oh, we got to help us go beat down the big bad wolf. And then the big bad wolf still kicked the crap out of you again and your big brother. It was embarrassing, terrible, putrid, lethargic.
Gelby, but the game one, overtime 4-3. Game two, double overtime 5-4. Then just an ass-kicking game three. Did you isolate that game, or are you seeing this play out and now you have to figure this out, Oilers, because I don't know if they could bounce back from what happened. Honestly, ass kicked on the ice, ass kicked after the whistle, ass kicked for three periods. Is this lining up to be ugly?
Well, here's what I'll say. When they won game one, I said it's a good start. But then the Panthers are more than capable, we know, of coming back down 2-0. But I said, if the Oilers really want to impress me and really make me start to think that they can win this series and they will win this series, then go up 2-0. And then you have Marchand, which it should be illegal that he's on this Panthers team. You guys don't even need him. And he's unbelievable. And Marchand gets that game winner, and it's 1-1. And I expected the Panthers to win game three. But how it happened, even Brian Boucher said it on the broadcast, if this continues, like if the Oilers try to attack it this way and just take dumb penalties, this series will be over real quick. So the way I would say it, is game four is a must win for the Edmonton Oilers. Like if you win game four, it doesn't mean you're going to win the Stanley Cup. If it's 2-2, even though the Oilers would regain back the home ice advantage, I'm still taking the Panthers. But if the Panthers win coming up tomorrow night and they go up 3-1, I don't care how much longer that the Oilers go find a way to extend this series. If they're up 3-1 and you give the Panthers then even three opportunities to close it out, I still think that the Panthers are going to win. So I think the series is for the Oilers really on the line coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, and look, on the flip side, Gelb, because I can make the case, the Panthers blew a 3-1 lead in game one. It's almost like they should have had an opportunity to be up 3-0 and sweep tomorrow. And as great as that ass-kicking was in game three, it really does mean nothing if the Oilers come back and take game four, because it's just one. Like, when you just isolate it, it's one game. You mentioned Marchand. By the way,
who, let's be real, the reason he's a great player, but he didn't need any extra motivation or extra push. You, Mr. Fugazi Hockey, Andrew, Alejandro Solana, you dumping and crapping all over the Brad Marchand trade, and now he's been the one of the best players, not the best player on the ice. South Florida, they should, when you walk into a restaurant, standing ovation, and they should thank you for this effort right now. You are
Reverse jinx, man. Reverse jinx. That was my I did the long play. I took one for the team. Hey, we were talking about it though, Gelb. No joke. What does it say about him? It's not just join this team. He's great. So he's going to be great. Like, obviously. But to become, he joined a championship team, played like four regular season games, which was my gripe with him. And now he's a leader in the locker room in what, a month and a half of being on a championship team already? Like, there's a small group of dudes across sports who could join a championship team already, be there for a month and a half, 2 months, and then become a vocal leader in that locker room.
And not only a championship team, let's call the Panthers what they are right now. They're the best organization in the sport right now.
Yeah.
So that's to a different level. But here's what I'll say about Brad Marchand. And I think it's the nicest compliment you could get if you're a player. Around the league, all the other teams hate him. When he's on your team, you love the guy and you think he's the greatest human being ever. And you know what it is why we can't stand the guy? Sure, he did some weird things like licking people and all that stuff on the ice. He's a great instigator, but he is someone that is a great player and all of us are jealous that we don't have Brad Marchand on our team, whether you want to admit it or not.
And Gelby, let's move to basketball. Are we seeing, I'll bring it from hockey to basketball, where now we're seeing the Panthers' dominance. Game one, Pacers win by one. Game two, OKC blows their ass out. They weren't in the game since the second quarter. Is that going to continue? Because I think gentlemen sweep, bro. That's what I'm betting on it, honestly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I said OKC in six, and I said this on the air when I said OKC in six, and I do respect the Pacers a lot, but me saying OKC in six was I originally said OKC in five, and then I go, no, I want to see six games of the NBA Finals. I just don't see how the Indiana Pacers are going to beat this Thunder team, who remind me a little bit early stages of the San Antonio Spurs, and they have a lot more to still accomplish. I don't see how the Thunder lose this series to the Pacers.
Yeah, but it's funny what we're doing here, because after game one, I came on the air Friday, and Gelb, I said, we have to respect Indiana. They've proven that they can beat anybody, no matter how good OKC's been. And then Monday, we come on the air. I saw game two on Sunday. And that take goes out at the damn window, in the garbage. Like, no, the series ends in five. Like, I've got OKC winning three
straight. Solana the Mush, once again. Anti-Brad Marchand, anti-Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, maybe you should try something new with the Heat this year. You walk in just saying they're going to suck, and then maybe they'll end up having a great season.
That's it's worth trying. I mean, we were the 10th seed last year, Gelb. I'll try anything. Speaking of that, does Kevin Durant, because we got the Shams report earlier today about all the teams that are working for the trade. Does Kevin Durant, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, does it do anything for you?
I would say there would be on the fringe of the play. Not what I mean by that is like that 6-7 line where they could make the playoffs as a top six, or they could go be a 7 or 8 in the play-in tournament. I said a month ago I thought Durant was going to go to the Miami Heat because I was operating under the assumption that Giannis Antetokounmpo was going to get traded and he was going to go to the San Antonio Spurs. I'm starting to think that to start the season, even though I don't think it makes sense for Giannis, that Giannis is going to be in Milwaukee. So I'm now going to say Durant winds up with the Spurs, and then it's where the heck does Pat Riley pivot to? Because Pat doesn't have a lot of time left, obviously, and you only get so many more chances at this, and you know he's going to be aggressive. Well, if Giannis stays in Milwaukee and KD doesn't go to the Miami Heat, then what the heck are the Miami Heat going to do to try to get people excited for this season?
And, Gil, we're talking about this. Solana and myself earlier, we were speaking, and I said, what if they asked for Tyler Hero with the Kevin Durant trade? Kevin Durant for 3 years to get rid of Tyler. Solana says, oh, we can have Tyler for another 10, 12 years. I'd rather Kevin Durant for 3 than Tyler for 12.
But by the way, a little context here, Gil, but he said 2 firsts and Tyler Hero for Kevin Durant, who's probably going to want – $112 to $120 million extension wherever he goes. So I think that context matters, Crowder. It matters,
Solana,
a little
bit. But it's Tyler off the books. You can't. He's not a part of the trade in your mind.
So here's what I'll say. Two things. One is a not serious comment. Then I'll give you a serious comment. This guy gets his name on the show and he thinks he could talk to you this way, Channing, now all of a sudden, you know, smack him around. You tell him my name is in front of your name on the show. Who are you to open up this mouth and start getting into arguments with me?
Yeah, but he got real spicy the last week. Real spicy.
Yeah, and he's working from home now, making poor Jimmy come on in. Get your ass into the studio, you clown, number one. And number two, so, yes, you would prefer to keep KD, Bam, and Tyler Hero. Ultimately, that's not a championship team. Am I more excited with the Heat with Kevin Durant or Tyler Hero? If it was a one or the other, yes, I'd rather see Kevin Durant than Tyler Hero. Because Tyler Hero, let's be real, he has limitations. Like, what, on a championship team, Tyler Hero's probably a 3, right? The third best player on a championship team. So even though KD would be limping into South Beach and be going all the early bird specials, with Pat Riley now, those two old guys with their canes, I would still rather see an elder Durant than just Tyler Hero.
At least my organization doesn't get shut down by 3 different organizations.
Well, Johnny Bryant's going to be the coach. Right? You know, I say things from the start and I believe in them. I've said from the start that Johnny Bryant's going to be the next coach. It's fine.
It truly is a pleasure to talk with Zach Gelb and Channing Crowder. Just two dudes who have both interviewed Michael Rubin, but will never get invited to the white party. Neither of these two clowns are going to the white party.
I know I'm comfortable. He doesn't let media go to the white party. Now, I'm classified as media. Channing is athlete and media. I think this is how successful Channing Crowder is. Channing can go to the white party. Channing doesn't want to go to the white party.
Hey, Gelby. Let's, you know, put Solana back in his place. I actually got invited to the white party.
I don't know about that.
And they sent me the shoes that he sends everybody that's on the invite list, and I have them in my closet. I was busy that weekend. I big boyed Michael Rubin.
And also, let's be real. This is like the little puppy dog. Like, we're the big dogs. The little puppy dog, he's just nipping away at our heels right now. You be careful. You know, I'll stomp you out, and that will be the end of you. And then it will be Hockman, Crowder, and Jimmy on 560 WQAM.
Look how excited Jimmy is. He can't wait. Yeah. He's hoping I get canceled.
Don't expect a raise, Jimmy.
Thanks a lot. Check your brake lines whenever you leave the studio, because Jimmy's plotting on you.
He's hoping I get canceled.
Channing Crowder is one of the great Italians I've ever met in my life. He's going to come over there with a baseball bat and just start smacking you around, Solana, and he's going to be knocking off your kneecaps.
Oh, Gelb, really quickly, I know you're up against it, but we talked about yesterday the anniversary of The Sopranos. And yes. I know you love that show. You're actually the reason why I watched that show for the first time. Yesterday was the anniversary of the series finale back in 2007. In your opinion, we talked about this yesterday. Did it end? Now that we've had time to reflect on it, 18 years, did it end the right way? Was it the right way for Chase to end that show?
If I would have liked to had a little bit more clarity. I personally think that he got whacked in the restaurant. Yeah. Yeah. So some people are like, oh, we can't show Tony Soprano getting killed. Well, you showed everybody else getting killed. So why can't you show me Tony Soprano getting killed? I think maybe there was a part of them that thought they would bring it back at some point. So that's why they would or do like something else with it. So that's why they kind of left it very ambiguous where they thought it was over, but they didn't fully know if it was definitely over. So I fully believe that he got killed, but I do think that they didn't show it. So they left it potentially open to do things down the road if it led there, and obviously it didn't.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen Tony Soprano get whacked, or just to see who would whack him. But
yeah, you got a little Christopher Moltisanti in you, if I'm being honest.
I do a great impression of, I'm forgetting Christopher's wife or girlfriend or whatever, but her saying, Christopher!
Yeah, it's terrible.
One of my best impressions, Gal. One of my best impressions, Gal. Christopher! Was one of my best impressions.
That was brutal. That was actually the worst impression I think I've ever heard in my life.
Sounds just like
smiling. What are you smiling for?
You know, I think you actually remind me a little bit of Finn, who was Meadow Soprano's boyfriend in the show. He was more Finn than Christopher Moltisanti.
Zach Gelb. Listen to him on the Infinity Sports Network. Get the hell out of here, Gelb.
You got it, guys. All the love. All the gabagool.
My man, Finn.
I couldn't. That's the most insulting thing that's ever been said to me in my entire life.
Big Finn.
Before we break here, I did want to remind everybody that you can join me a week from today at the Carolina Ale House in Weston. That is Wednesday, June 18th, starting at 5 p.m. I'm going to leave the show early, and I will be at Weston, the Carolina Ale House in Weston, 5 p.m. next Wednesday for a FIFA Club World Cup watch party. I'm giving away tickets every 30 minutes so that you can go watch Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. So come to Carolina Ale House, watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice cold beer specials. I mean, what's not to love about that? So for more info, go to WQAM.com. Games that day, by the way, Real Madrid and Al Hilal at 3 p.m. And then Pachuca plays Red Bull Salzburg at 6 p.m.
Come on, fan.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think Trick Daddy said it best when he said, let's go.
I didn't know which quote you're going to go with.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.